Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6:12-13. There is the presence of evil in our culture. There is a spiritual being known in Scripture as Satan or the devil. He is also known as the tempter. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. 1 Thessalonians 3:5. This being of evil seeks to destroy what has been established in Christ. There is always a danger present that Satan can turn us from God. This is what took place in the Garden of Eden in the beginning. Adam and Eve were turned from their God and his appointed purpose to sin. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. As Adam and Eve fell into the deceptive trap of Satan, so you and I can likewise fall prey to the devices of the devil. There is a constant warfare between good and evil, right and wrong. The enemy that we war against is stronger and more deceptive than any physical force that might be known. Flesh and blood can be overthrown by various weapons, but the war against spiritual wickedness can only be overcome with God and His mighty armor. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Our strength comes not from the flesh, but rather from God. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:1. His grace enables us to overcome, so that we might know victory over the most powerful enemy that humanity can face. Victory is essential for our well-being both now and in the world to come. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.